What's on your mind right now? The song you can't get out of your head? That breaking story? Or that conversation you just have to be a part of?
That's the brand new song from...
This is a breaking news report.
He shoots! He scores!
That's radio. Happening now. Connecting you to what matters most exactly when it's happening. From the airwaves to every device you stream on, radio is everywhere you are. It's local, live, and it's for you. Tag your favorite radio station today on social media and use hashtag National Radio Day to celebrate. That's hashtag National Radio Day.
So the mainstream media losing their minds, the idea there might be peace ending the grift and the graft by Democrats in Ukraine and the Ukrainian officials. Never forget how wealthy Zelensky's deputies have gotten off our printed money that we sent over there. So when that guy is throwing a fit, his current position is Russia has to give back all the land. Never forget how many deputies he's had to fire because they've walked off with $800 million, a cool $1 billion, $500,000 here, $50 million there. I mean, these guys are all getting rich off the back of it's a massive money laundering operation. They're all getting rich off the back of the U.S. taxpayer. And Marco Rubio basically brings this up. Look, wait a minute. Hold on. Trump doesn't even have to do this.
The president has invested a lot of time in trying to bring an end to this war. He deserves credit for doing that. He gets criticism for doing that. He could have just let this war go on. The president could have just said, this is Biden's war. It started under him. We'll do what we can for Ukraine, but we're going to focus on other things. He could have easily said that. But he's the only leader in the world that can get Putin to a meeting to talk about serious things.
Yeah. Marco Rubio's right about that. And this whole idea that, you know, oh, Trump shouldn't talk to Putin. Well, why shouldn't he talk to Putin? We cut off relations with Russia and then lobbed long-range missiles into Russian territory. And it was us. And Putin said he knew it was us. We were using a Ukrainian finger to mash the button, but they don't have the tracking satellites that we have. They don't have the targeting digital equipment that we have. That was us doing that. And Putin knew it. He said he considered this an attack on Russia by the U.S. And if you remember, you know, Donald Trump was saying Putin and I have gotten close. Well, when did that happen? It happened after Trump won the election in 2024. And these Euro weenies and NATO desperately began hurling long range missiles into Russia, killing Russian civilians, trying to provoke a response from Putin, trying to get deep into the war so Trump couldn't get us out. And Trump spent most of his time in that he should have been doing his transition. You know, NATO leaders were flying into Mar-a-Lago, and he was keeping us from World War III. He knows what a danger this is and how it could spin out of control. Meanwhile, though, and I got to say this, if Vladimir Putin doesn't recognize, he could set Russia up for the next 50 years if he isn't stupid and plays this right. If he can, maybe short term, check his pride a little bit. And he seemed to kind of recognize that. This is Brett Baer and Donald Trump.
He's coming, though, with the thought that maybe there's going to be a deal on the economy. He's coming with businessmen and...
Yeah, they're bringing a lot of people. Over 500 people are coming. A lot of them are businessmen. And what they really would like to do is, look, we built in a short period of time the greatest economy ever, ever.
500 businessmen. Folks... The foreign policy of the United States of America for the vast majority of the Cold War, it was really Kissinger's foreign policy on Russia. I don't always agree with Kissinger, but he had it right here. We had one foreign policy goal when it came to Russia, and that is to keep Russia and China separate because we had assessed correctly that we could probably defeat Russia, be at huge cost because of the nuclear situation. We could probably defeat China, but the two of them together, that would be very hard. So when we weren't suicidal civilizationally, when we didn't want World War III, that's what we did. Sometime during the Obama regime, the mentality shifted to, hey, like, we'd really like World War III. We don't want to hold it on U.S. territory, rather hold it in Syria or Ukraine, but we want World War III. And so they began doing everything it took to get to World War III, including pushing Russia and China together. So Putin's got a choice here, but Putin's also got a problem. The Euro weenies began attacking Russia again over the weekend. They always do this when we get close to peace. NATO starts flying drone missions And blowing up parts of Russia with missiles. And you won't hear that part of the story unless you read Times of India or RT. You've got to get the whole picture. Russia turns around, does what they always do and what Trump wishes Russia wouldn't do when they retaliated. Our media only reports that one side of it, that Russia's bombed Kyiv. Oh, no. Why'd they do that? Don't know. Well, because they've just been bombed by the Euroweenies, who are now going to slither into the White House and pretend they want peace when they don't. They were literally bombing Russia this weekend in an effort to keep it going. Okay. At this point, I mean, you know, both sides are in the wrong. It's such a mess. But that's what they're doing right now, is to try to keep it going. What Trump needs Putin to do is to stop. And that's why, if you watch over the weekend, Trump said, we're not going to go to a ceasefire and then peace negotiations, because the Euroweenies in NATO, they'll just bomb Russia. Russia always retaliates. And the reason Russia retaliates is because the oligarchs inside Russia, all of whom would love to kill Putin just as much as our CIA would, and take his place, they'll immediately start screaming, oh no, we can't, we've got to respond. As soon as we respond, it continues and continues. So we've got to skip the ceasefire, because the Euroweenies will just light Russia up. Russia will respond every time. They know how to do it. They know how to push Putin's buttons. They know what will happen. So we've got to go straight to a peace deal. And then what has to happen, and this is the hardest thing, when NATO violates the peace deal and bombs Russia, which they will, internally, they'll kill civilians as they do all the time, then Putin's got to hold his fire. He's got to hold his fire, sit down in a meeting in a business suit, point the finger at NATO and say, stop bombing us. It's the hardest thing to do because the pressure internally on him to respond is massive. There are factions inside Russia who want this war to continue too. And a lot of it's just bloodlust at this point. So Trump is out there saying, look, Russia's got this amazing opportunity to set itself up for the next 50 years. If we can, the best hope that we have not to go back to World War III if the Democrats steal the 2028 election, because they'll go right back for World War III, whatever it takes to get into a war with Russia. And that's going to put our troops on the front lines this time, because that was the plan. He's got to build massive economic connections with Russia, bring them out of the cold, but most importantly, break them apart from China.
But don't you sense that Putin comes to this table maybe in an economic pinch, and that maybe the things you've already done have put him in an economic pinch? Is there an economic side to this, as Russia hoping to open up to the world?
Yeah.
Well, he lost an oil client, so to speak, which is India, which was doing about 40% of the oil. China, as you know, is doing a lot. And others, I have another few countries. And if I did what's called a secondary sanction or a secondary tariff, it would be, you know, very devastating from their standpoint. If I have to do it, I'll do it. Maybe I won't have to do it.
So he's not all carried here. There's a very definite stick there. But why did Donald Trump so prominently display the B-2 bomber, all the fighters, all of that? There was actually a reason. I'll have it up next.
What's on your mind right now? The song you can't get out of your head? That breaking story? Or that conversation you just have to be a part of?
That's the brand new song from...
This is a breaking news report.
He shoots! He scores!
That's radio. Happening now. Connecting you to what matters most exactly when it's happening. From the airwaves to every device you stream on, radio is everywhere you are. It's local, live, and it's for you. Tag your favorite radio station today on social media and use hashtag National Radio Day to celebrate. That's hashtag National Radio Day.